Today's match is in the books, and we're breaking it down. This is your RSL post-match show on the RSL Radio Network.
Welcome into the RSL post-match show here on the RSL Radio Network. 4-0, 4-0, the final in Chicago. I'm Jay Catch, joined by Lauren Beck. You got to make sure the mics are all on in the right locations, but that was fun. Now, Lauren, you said at halftime you wanted to see him pour it on. Well, it took only 48 minutes in the second half to add that fourth goal after a 3-0 halftime lead. But alas, RSL keeps the clean sheet, and they get out of Chicago with 3 points.
Yes. Look, I'm happy. I did want them to pile it on, though. Yeah. I wanted a Chicho hat trick. That was a little lower on my priority list. Sure. I wanted a Fidel goal, which he should have had. Yeah. I wanted a Crooks goal. I would have taken an Ando goal, and I wanted a Chicho hat trick. I will take a Diego Luna goal, obviously. Just wanted more goals, mostly, was the point. We got one. We got the clean sheet as well. That was up in the air for a few seconds, but clean sheet, which was, for me, more important than scoring more goals, because the clean sheet is such a nice confidence boost. And it's just nice to see a little goose egg on there for your opponent as well, especially when you've put up 3 or 4.
Yeah, and that's the positive about it. So it's always a good feeling to go on the road and get 3-0, but you heard Spino right as him and DJ signed off. You want to see RSL's home form come around because, as you mentioned, you don't want to have to keep relying on these road results. Now, it's awesome to see RSL continuing to be the force that they are on the road, and that's always a positive sign because you're collecting points when traditionally 1 point is usually a win, but you're collecting all 3 on the road. It's great, but considering you could have had 6 points in the last 2 weeks and you only came away with 4, that's going to sting a little bit considering that that Columbus one still just kind of sticks in the craw of people's minds.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's... Look, 2-1-1 at home, 2-1-2 on the road.
Sure.
It's fine. You've got a good start to the season here. 4-2-3 overall. Currently, first place in the Western Conference.
Hey,
but we've played 9 games. Vancouver's currently playing. LA Galaxy plays tomorrow.
I want to see you.
Or maybe
correct.
They have a bye week. I'll pull it up. But game in hand for LA and for Vancouver and Houston. Houston could go up to 15 points as well. Vancouver could hop into first place with a win. It's tight in the Western Conference as always, but a good result for RSL. Still sitting up there near the top of the conference. At the very least, if they don't stay there after tonight. So a good result, but yeah, like Spence said, you've got to figure out at home. 2-1-1 is fine, but a 0-0 at home is a hard one to swallow for sure. So you've got to figure that out. You've got another away game next week against a tough opponent before you come back to America First Field. So good confidence boost after this result. Hopefully Katranas is okay. Hopefully no real injury there. Just maybe a small knock, cautionary substitution, because we do not need to be losing more defenders right now.
Well, and we got to see some different guys get looks in different positions. We saw the debut of Quentin on there for Real Salt Lake as well. And I actually kind of liked this is just one small thing. You saw him as they got some corners late in this match. You saw him already directing traffic as you want to see a center back do. And he hasn't even practiced with this team, Lauren. And so it was a positive for him to step in there and say, you know what, I'm taking control of this. Guys, get up. Yeah. And he's directing traffic. You want to see guys like that.
He was fired up. Yeah, he really was. He is also baby-faced. He's 24 years old. He looked 18.
Yeah.
But he was out there ready to go to bat for his new team and prove himself, and you've got to appreciate that. I think that's a quality I love that you see mostly in defenders and defensive midfielders, is they immediately have their teams back. It does not matter how long they've been there. They will immediately be backing everybody in a fight. And I love that. So it was good to see him get some minutes. I think there's a ton of positives to take out of tonight. Gavin Beavers had a really good performance. I think his distribution can still use a lot of work, but his main job is goal stopping, and he does that. And he did well tonight. And, you know, we came into this game with so many question marks around, you know, DJ said as he was off the, as they got off the air and they were walking out, that no one expected that. And I said, you know, I expected RSL to score goals. I didn't expect a clean sheet from RSL. I expected them to concede. And we all agreed on that. And that's happy to be proven wrong on that one, on that expectation, because what a tough ask for this Real Salt Lake defense and to put Gavin Beavers in that situation. Not that Chicago's a particularly dangerous team, but to put a young goalkeeper in a position where he has two people playing center back who have not played center back with him or ever, maybe not ever, but not for Real Salt Lake. Sure. That's a tough situation for everybody in and around that area. So well done. I mean, there were obviously going to be some rough moments, but they navigated them well, figured it out, and kept that clean sheet. So props to this team for stepping up on the road in the Eastern Conference as well. So a little bit longer travel and keeping that clean sheet and taking on 3 points. It's a that's a good weekend for RSL.
Yeah, I don't know how New York Red Bull didn't score there, by the way. That was quite the breakaway they had, and LAFC player down injured now. But we will take a time out here. At some point before we wrap up tonight, Lauren, we need to talk about Chicho and MVP. Like that's
real conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get to that. We are awaiting post-game reaction from Pablo Mascheroni as well as RSL players. We'll get that to you as well. The RSL post-match show rolls on. I want to remind you guys that when RSL wins, you win. Our friends over at McDonald's, they have got their app, and all season long you get free McDonald's just by using the McDonald's app. Download and check out the app daily for special offers. Like now, when Real Salt Lake wins, so do you. All season long, when Real Salt Lake wins, get free large fries with any purchase on the app. Real Salt Lake McDonald's, that's the taste of victory. Valid one time per day through 10/31/2024 with our friends over at participating McDonald's locations. More in a moment, right here on the RSL Radio Network.
Ball goes centrally for Chicho just across midfield. Chicho bangs one down the line. Katranis, one touch. Now whips it to the top of the 18. Gomez cuts back on his left foot. Shoots and scores! And RSL has the lead in the 24th minute. Andres Gomez with the goal. His third of the year.
Welcome back to the RSL post-match show. Real Salt Lake running roughshod over Chicago Fire FC 4-0 tonight at Soldier Field. Jake Hatch here, Lauren Beck there, breaking things down. We are awaiting post-game reaction from our RSL players, and obviously head coach Pablo Mascheroni will carry that for you here momentarily. I do want to remind you guys that may the force be with RSL on May 4th when they host Sporting Kansas City in a galaxy not so far away at America First Field. It's presented by England Logistics. We'll be celebrating Star Wars Day, as you might imagine. For more information and tickets to join the riot, please visit rsl.com. All right, Lauren, as we await post-game reaction from the coaches and players, we have seen some pretty crazy own goals today. We just saw one from LAFC on a guy who literally just stepped on the field moments before due to an injury. Been some crazy stuff happening.
Yeah, a couple own goals. Lots of goals tonight, really. The only game that is currently nil-nil is a game that's in the 11th minute. Sounders hosting Vancouver.
I'm assuming goals will be coming in that one, just how Vancouver's been playing this season.
Every other one has been at least a 1-0. So lots of goals, a couple own goals, a couple bangers. Been a fun night for Major League Soccer.
It seems that way. And the good news is tomorrow, Lauren, they actually have the games where they're not overlapping.
Yes, we talked about this off the air earlier. A 4 p.m. kick and a 6:15 kick. So nice little afternoon and evening soccer for you Major League Soccer sickos that want to tune in on a Sunday night. I always think I'm going to watch them, and then I always forget. And then at halftime, I'm like, oh yeah, there's a game on. Yeah. So I'm sure I'll catch at least one of those in partiality.
I'm one of those people that, like, with how many other sports I'm required to watch just with my job, I'm hitting bits and pieces of them in and out, but it's always fun when you have like a free night like that to be able to watch them. But yeah, we'll see how it all goes. But you're right. It has been nice to see goals across the board. We had Kansas City and St. Louis, a 3-3 draw, like some entertaining stuff. Miami, by the way, that 3-1 ended up being the final that we saw before we signed off on the pre-match show, as they were up 3-1 at halftime, and that's what ultimately ended up being. So goals galore across the league. All right, so other thing. Chicho Arango, 8 goals, 12 goals responsible for, and that includes assists on the season. we're talking about a bona fide MVP candidate right now, if not the outright front runner. Now, I acknowledge, let me be very clear, it is still very early on this season, Lauren, but he is just absolutely on fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to watch. We saw pieces of it last season when he joined the team during the summer. But yeah, no, he's been very fun to watch. He's really come into it as captain of this team this season and is playing really well. You know, there were a couple times where there toward the end, you knew he wanted that hat trick, and, yes. and it's kind of to be expected.
Well, I don't know if you heard the announcer say, those guys are making a run, but they know exactly what's coming. They're not making a run.
They're not getting that ball. Yep. I mean, and that's part of it. You know, that's always going to happen. Any player's going to try and steal that hat trick. You know, everyone's got little goal bonuses, hat trick bonuses and whatnot. And at that point in the game where you're not necessarily needing more goals, you can't really blame him for putting that effort in. But
to use basketball parlance, as a heat check. That's like when you're really seeing how good. And here's the thing. Chicho has been absolutely awesome. I think right now, they show the graphic. It was Messi with 7, who's in second right now in the league. So Chicho is on an incredible pace right now. And I said it a couple of weeks ago when I was last on the pre-half and post-game shows. It's good to have RSL back in the striker business because there was a long, long lull there between really Alvaro Saborío and Chicho now, it feels like, in many respects.
Yeah, it's 8 goals through 9 games. Really incredible for him this season. And as you said, those contributions, 12 in total that he's been involved in, whether it's an assist or a hockey assist, it's fun to see. We haven't had, as we've talked about, we haven't had this from RSL for a while. So it's good to have goals pouring in a little bit at moments. Obviously, still have our struggles like last week. But 15 goals for through 9 games, 8 conceded, that's solid.
Yeah, well, you'll take that every time. The other thing about it is they're getting contributions from other guys on the roster. Remember, Andres Gomez had so much promise last year, but really never came, like, had realized it felt like. Because you'd see him make a run, you're like, okay, that's a golden opportunity, and something would happen where he'd miss the shot. Well, we're seeing him come into his own as well, right alongside Chicho this year on the attack. It was good to see Diego Luna back on the score sheet late in this match as well. Fidel Barajas, you mentioned it earlier, he should have had a goal and he steered it wide. So the attack for RSL, it's as potent as it has been in quite some time.
Yeah, and then you look at Anderson Julio, who has the pace. He's very streaky.
Yeah.
But I think if you can get him a little bit more composed in front of goal as well, he's got all the makings of a great striker. He just, you know, he just gets a little excited sometimes. He did stay onside tonight. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. Yes, he did.
And that one that he didn't get to because he stayed onside from Chicho.
The announcer team that was calling it there in Chicago kind of said that exactly. Like, he actually tried, I think they realized, like, he's had so many offsides calls, and they realized he stayed onside, and that's what cost him in that circumstance.
Yeah,
so.
just a step behind that pass from Chicho. It was a really lovely run from him, but the players who are firing are doing great. The players that are still working their way up are, there's so much potential. It's so fun in this attack for Real Salt Lake right now. And I'm not surprised, given the talent that this team has.
Sure.
And the little previews of them that we've seen over the last season and a half. But, man, it's just fun. It's fun to see. And then to see the defense come together the way that they did tonight as well.
And it was duct tape and bubble gum putting this thing together.
And there was pressure from Chicago in that second half. It was a lot of pressure from Chicago. So RSL, I don't want to say fortunate not to concede a goal, but
Kutsias was a step off sides. That was it.
Yeah, it was. But they kept it together. They kept that clean sheet. And it was a solid team performance from RSL tonight in tough circumstances.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this is the hope is that by next week you get at least one of those center backs back, and maybe you can get, I don't even know what to expect anymore from RSL center back right now.
No.
Like, if Quinton's able to, he played against RSL 7 days ago. And so he's played a lot of soccer already this season. Can he get kind of ingrained and understand what RSL's trying to do? He was just out there playing on instinct at this point. And it was good to see him taking control in many respects on that. But here's the deal. He's going to have to get back, obviously get in training with Real Salt Lake, start to understand the system a little better. And then the hope is that either one of Justin Glad or Brian Vera, or fingers crossed because they're both day-to-day, both are back. And then you've rebuilt a little bit of that that center back depth where you have three guys for those two positions and the hope is you have a strong run of health, but the history suggests that you're going to need to keep guys fresh and rotate them a little bit, it looks like.
Yeah, and especially going into next week, Philadelphia Union has a bye this week.
Okay, so they were the bye team this week, mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm not sure, I think there's, it's, I know what to expect from the teams I watch and support sure. coming off of a bye, but I'm not sure what Philadelphia is going to be like, but they'll be rested at the mm-hmm. very least, and they'll be at home, and they're a good team. So you've got to hope that RSL can at least get one of those guys back just to kind of stabilize things in the center back position for Real Salt Lake, both mm-hmm. of them day-to-day. I think, and coming in yeah. is tough, as you said, for Philip. It's going to be a question of who is he playing with best? Because I would be surprised if we get both Vera and Glad back next weekend. I don't know the status of their injuries or the depth of them. They've just kind of said day-to-day, and that's all I personally have on
sure.
that.
Yeah.
I would be surprised to see both of them back next week.
And that's
week,
the thing. I thought the idea was tonight, you know what? We're going to see what we can do, and we're going to let those guys have the night off in the hopes that one and or both of them potentially are available next week because, yeah. let's be honest, that Philadelphia team, far more powerful, and you're looking at that one saying that's the more daunting road trip. Now, I'm not saying that every road trip has got its own issues, but you've obviously got to be ready for it. All right, it looks like we've got Pablo Mascheroni sitting down right now, so we will toss it as RSL's head coach addresses the media after their 4-0 win.
Hey guys, raise your hand if you want to ask Pablo a question. We'll start it out with Caleb Turner.
Hey Pablo, congrats on the win. I'm curious, you know, in a game with so many goals and with such rapid succession there in the first half, was there a moment early on where you felt something different about this game, that things were clicking for you guys?
No, I say this all the time. I just think goals change games. And I think that first goal is always the one that, you know, it was the goal that eluded us last week, right? And I think when you score goals, right, one team gains confidence, gains momentum, and the team that concedes, you know, is paddling up the river a little bit. And so I think, and then obviously you go up 2-0 and you still have work to do. It's a dangerous lead to kind of maintain. And but what I really liked about the group tonight was the ability to get pressure on the ball. And again, talking about getting better each game, when we were in Minnesota and we were up a goal, the mindset was to drop in and protect the lead. And I think tonight was a great reflection of the growth that the guys have made as a group to be able to then, you know, get pressure on the ball and create, you know, a couple more chances in the second half to put the game away. So I thought it was a complete performance. In particular, guys like Oviedo, who haven't played a whole lot, Bodie, who stepped in at center, and both of them at center back, a position that I'm not comfortable with. But I think, you know, they both have strengths that lend themselves to the type of team that we want to be. And then Chicho getting on the board again, Andreas, Luna, I couldn't be happier for the group.
I'm glad you mentioned that at the end, because that's what I wanted to touch on, was the defense, obviously, having to rotate and bring in guys out of position and all that. Impressive offensive performance, but you guys got a shutout on the road as well. So what was it like this week in training, I guess, having to rotate those guys in, and what was it about that effort on the back line that was able to get it done tonight?
Yeah, I think one of our strengths as a group has been to be on the front foot and get pressure on the ball and not allow teams to, you know, turn in the pockets and find easy plays and then dropping and then creating a lot of doubt in between our lines, and I think our center backs stepping hard when it's appropriate, and then our pivots back pressing, it really, between Gab and Bodie in particular tonight, and Brody as well, just covering the depth and doing a really good job of picking up those balls. And so I think as a collective, you know, we didn't know that, you know, Jay Glad and or Vera weren't going to be available till probably Thursday, and so we really had 2 days to kind of prepare. Their mindsets to be ready when the opportunity came was fantastic. And given that it was a different position that they're accustomed to. But again, I thought it was just a great collective performance.
And then lastly for me, that this win does put you guys in first place in the Western Conference right now. It's very early in the season, obviously, but with such a statement victory that also puts you in a good position in the standings, how does it make you feel, and what kind of maybe validation can that offer a group and the work you put in so far?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just a barometer of where we're currently at. I don't think it's anything more than that. But again, I think, and I say it after most games, like I'm so excited about what we can do as a group, and the onus is on us to continue to get better, you know, coaches, players, and really push this thing forward. I think we've established a decent standard, and we know when we're at our best, and we know when we still are lacking. But I think, again, it's a testament to the work the guys do during the week, you know, not having what I feel are two of the best center backs in the league and Vera and Glad available, and having guys step in there and get our best result of the season away from home, I think speaks volumes about every aspect of the team. And I think that the most important is the mentality to not look at what you don't have, but really thrive on what's in front of us and doing the best we can as a group.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yep.
Go ahead, Sydney.
Hey, Pablo. Of course, Chicho will get all the headlines tonight, but no, he's in a good spot right now. 6 goals and 2 assists through 8 matches. What can he do to raise his level of play even more for you all coming down the next few matches here?
You know, Chicho's doing everything, you know, that we're asking. I think he's playing with a ton of confidence. I think, you know, one of the things that he said to the group today before the game, you know, was if we want to be a champion, we have to conduct ourselves like champions, and that's getting a result tonight. And you know, even in the waning moments of the game when you're up 4 goals, the ability to connect defensively, all the little things that really, you know, that separate him from just a top player, it's doing all the little stuff, you know, when we don't have the ball. That's been, for me, instrumental to his level of engagement throughout the game. And obviously last year he had a bunch of injury. He had an injury at the end of the season. He still hasn't had a full preseason, but everything he's doing from a leadership perspective, goal scoring perspective and defensive perspective has really lended itself to really putting to being a great leader, and the guys behind him are doing such a great job of following his lead. And so, I don't think there's much else he can do other than to continue to do what he's doing, because he's doing everything that's, you know, that we'd ask for from our 9.
Thanks, Pablo. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thanks, man.
Sean?
Yeah, just one follow-up, because you touched on it a little bit, the collective effort of the guys, especially in defense today, Pablo. But you had a center back who joined you. I don't even know if it's been a full 24 or 36 hours yet, and Philip, yet he gets on the pitch. Just what did you make of kind of those couple of minutes, and for somebody to come in literally without a formal training session? What do you think, does that kind of speak to the quality that you saw to tell the front office, go out and get him?
Yeah. You know, I think we identified him. Obviously we had a chance to play against him last week, and I thought he did a pretty good job. And obviously, you know, the coaches sat with Phil this morning, and basically we're doing our game model on a computer screen. It's so bizarre. But again, I think the way that Columbus liked to attack is very similar to the way we want to operate. He's been a good defender in the last couple of years in the league. And again, when you lose a defender, you know, it was the only real option that we had available to us. So, and oftentimes, it's the best situation for a new player to have, where there's not a lot of thinking going on. It's just get in there and operate from a place of flow. And I think he did a really good job, you know, shoring up the back line. And I thought he had a solid performance.
Go ahead, Carson.
Hey, Pablo. The one thing that stood out to me this season from you guys is obviously Pablo Ruiz is out for the season, but Emeka Anelli and Brian Ojeda have stepped up massively from last season. Like, how did you get that out of them? Like, what's been going on for them?
Yeah, listen, I think it's natural to to progress with each year and get better. One of the points of emphasis was building in the back three, always having a pivot option for each one of our center backs. And so, as you can imagine, if that's what you want to do and that's a part of your game model, you're training that every session, every exercise, right? And I think there was moments early in the preseason that didn't come off. But again, just encouraging the guys to make mistakes. It's as simple as that, and to find themselves. And the more mistakes you make, the more plays that you'll see. In other words, like, you'll know where the defenders are coming from. And so I think their body shape and their scanning ability this year has improved exponentially. And they're absolute foundation to everything we've been able to do with the ball this year. That's a credit to them, the coaches, but in particular, their desire to want to get better as players. And I think they're playing like a real tandem in the middle of midfield.
Anything else for Pablo, you guys? All right, we'll grab Chicho.
There you go. Pablo Mastroianni after Arsenal wins 4-0 in Chicago. Christian, you can update me in my ear who else we have coming. But we are waiting players. I think I heard right before we switched it off. Did they say Chicho, is that right? Okay, so anybody else? You can pop in my ear and let me produce it on the air. Okay, all right. So, but I thought Pablo talked about the fact that it's kind of a team effort. They talked about the fact that getting Quentin ingrained here. We were showing the game model on the computer, just trying to essentially say, this is what we're kind of going about. And that's what you have to do. And I've talked with enough NBA coaches and college football. Like, when you have new guys come in, you have to break it down and essentially say, hey, you have played this position. You have played this sport. You have a base level instinct. Rely on that more than anything else, it feels like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, especially coming in and not knowing anybody.
Yeah.
On the team.
You played against these guys a week ago.
Yeah, you know Chicho fairly well. Sure. You know Andres or
Diego Luna.
Yeah. But you don't know these defenders. You don't know the goalie. You don't know how they play or what your chemistry is going to be like. But you know, came in, did his job. Didn't have a whole lot of time, but always good to get a few minutes in, especially when could be getting quite a few more next weekend. We'll see. What shakes out in training this week? It looks like we do have. Is that one of the Bryans?
All right. So, all right. We will toss it down. Is that Quentin? I don't know.
No.
First off, congrats on the victory tonight. And I was just looking at the match, going on the road. How difficult was it to kind of, I guess, adjust what Chicago does, and then eventually, see yourselves to a pretty easy win here on the road?
Yeah, no, I think, we had a good game plan coming in. Obviously, we're dealing with a couple of injuries with the back line, but hey, everybody did what they're supposed to do. Everybody stepped up big. Bodhi, Oviedo, the back line was massive tonight. Getting a shutout was great here. I think it just is a testament to how hardworking we are and how good of a group we are. I think we can win every game that we play. I think the whole team thinks that, and we just got to keep pushing.
And then I'm sure when Chicho scores twice the match, it kind of makes things easier for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, for sure. Him, Andres had a great first goal. And then Diego, ending the game, they were just massive tonight. Everybody had good reactions, working hard for each other. So it was great.
Awesome. Thanks, Adam. Congrats.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Sean, and then we'll go to Caleb.
Hey, yeah, congrats on the win and the clean sheet. First of your career in MLS play, I think. I think you had one earlier in another competition, but we don't need to talk too much more than that. Pablo likes to use the word mentality, right? And I know you've heard it over and over again. We've heard it over and over again. But what do you think it says about kind of this team? You touch on it a little bit, but what do you think it says about this team's mentality to have your backs against the wall? You're a backup. You have two guys in front of you at center back who have very rarely played center back, and I don't think ever together before. But to come in and pick up 3 points on the road like that, what do you think it says about the kind of the club's mentality?
Yeah, I think we're just a bunch of dogs, a bunch of dogs that are put together, and we're willing to go out there for 90 plus minutes every game. Everybody is. That's on the roster for the for game day and even at home. You know, everybody's ready to go and they want to play. You know, I think just having the right mindset throughout the week, whether or not you're playing or not, like, you know, that you got to do your job, you know, on the bench, like me, you know, when if I'm not playing and, you know, helping Zach out and vice versa, you know. So I think, you know, just having a good group, you know, does everything well for you.
Caleb, you're up, and then we'll go to Carson.
Yeah, I'm curious, Gavin, what it was like to have Phillip jump in there at the end as a brand new guy, as kind of the captain of the defense back there. What were you kind of saying to him? What were the brief conversations maybe with a guy that's so new?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, obviously he has a bunch of quality and we know that what he can do on the field. Obviously we just played him last week. So it's great to have him with the squad. You know, and just telling him, hey, like, you know, if you're not comfortable playing a ball, like no reason to mess around with it. We'll go along. We'll get everybody up and in, you know, and he did great to come in and really finish the game off.
And then in general this week with the injuries and with the rotations and everything, what's it been like for you guys, for you specifically as a younger guy, still kind of learning certain things here and there yourself? What was it like to see so many guys rotating in and out that and on that back line?
Yeah, no, of course, you know, it's a good experience to have. But I mean, I think the guys that came in today, Bodie, Oviedo that played center back, Alex, Brody, Emeka, Ojeda, you know, I think we've all worked well as a group together always. So I don't think it was much different for them to just step in at center back. They did a great job. But I think, you know, it's just a testament to how well, like this week we worked on, you know, obviously there's so many different players that, you know, could slide into center back possibly. You know, so everybody did a good job in preparing the right way.
Awesome. Thanks.
Of course.
Go ahead, Carson.
Hey, Gavin, congrats on the win tonight. What is the impact Coach Mirza brings to you? I mean, you've worked with him for a long time, and now he's in the first team with you. How has he helped you grow as a player?
I mean, he's the man. Like, there's not much more for me to say, man. He's the man. You know, he's helped me as a young goalkeeper just to grow. I mean, I've been with him since I was 14, first year of the academy. It's almost my fifth year now, you know, in Salt Lake, and he's been there every step of the way, you know, guiding me, helped me, you know, tough love, the whole nine yards. He's been there from day one. So, you know, I give all the credit to him and in our goalkeeper union that we have, like Zach, Tomas, we work great together, you know, and they're just as much part of this shutout, you know, as I am. So, yeah, just a big testament to all of them.
You faced off against Chris Brady today, your fellow U.S. men's national team national. Do you have any relationship with Chris Brady? You were the first goalkeeper to face off against him today. That's younger than him.
Yeah, no, I've never been to a camp with him. You know, but being young goalkeepers, we know of each other. You know, definitely it seems like a great guy and somebody that I'd like to connect more with, you know, just because we're in the same boat at the end of the day. You know, we're both trying to get to the same spots and I'd love to, you know, talk and learn some stuff out of him too.
Awesome. Thank you, Gavin.
Of course.
Anything else for Gav? All right. We'll have Chicho in here momentarily.
There you go. Excuse me. So we screwed up on that. It was Gavin Beavers, if you did not pick up on that.
Who, in my opinion, looks like one of the Bryans.
He does look like Brian O'Hara.
I feel like he
bit.
Would fit in with the Bryans yeah. as well.
He's an honorary Brian.
Yes.
Like, we can do that.
We can do Gavin
yeah.
Brian Beavers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
GBB.
Yeah.
His first professional clean sheet, by the way, tonight.
Yeah, so awesome. Congratulations to him. And I thought, considering the makeshift backline he had in front of him, he was very, very solid. Because you and I were talking pre-match. It's like, okay, what can this kid really expect? And it's always a concern when you have that makeshift backline. But I thought he really commanded that box quite well. All right, the man with the brace, obviously RSL team captain, Chicho Arango. He is sitting down with the media right now. We'll throw it back down to Chicago.
I think Alex is on the line. He can help translate as needed. Let's start with Caleb Turner, and then we'll go to Sydney Hunte.
Hola, Chicho. Felicidades por la victoria. ¿Te sentiste algo temprano en el partido hoy que ustedes tuvieron algún tipo de ritmo que hubo algo diferente hoy?
Bueno, siento que asumimos con mucha responsabilidad el reto de tener varios compañeros lesionados. Sabíamos que iba a ser difícil desde el principio, pero creo que la mentalidad del equipo fue superior a las expectativas. Entonces, estoy muy contento de cómo asumieron cada uno de los compañeros el rol el día de hoy, la responsabilidad y por ende, gracias a Dios, pudimos obtener los 3 puntos.
Alex, you want to translate that for us real quick? Go ahead, Caleb, if you have another question.
Okay, yeah. Esa victoria les pone en primer lugar en la conferencia del oeste. ¿Qué dice eso en cuanto a la calidad de este equipo y lo que ustedes han podido hacer esta temporada?
Bueno, siento que es debido al trabajo. El trabajo que venimos haciendo ha sido muy bueno, muy positivo. La forma de asumirlo cada uno de los compañeros es única. Entonces, seguiremos trabajando para seguir mejorando cada día, para ir perfeccionando lo que quiere el cuerpo técnico y poder seguir creciendo como equipo.
Gracias.
Alex, are you able to unmute yourself so you can translate? Go ahead, Sydney.
Hola, Chicho. Buenas noches. Tonight, of course, you have 2 goals for the season. You have 6 goals, 2 assists. How is your play and your performance this season a testament to your teammates every match? Gracias.
Bueno, yo creo que todo es parte del trabajo. Sin los compañeros, nada de esto sería posible. Estos números, yo creo que ellos son el pilar de que me esté yendo tan bien. Si no fuera por cada uno de mis compañeros, obviamente no haría gol, no haría las asistencias. Entonces, es parte del trabajo. Me gusta mucho mi trabajo. Me encanta ir a trabajar. Y por ende, yo creo que el que trabaja perfecciona cada uno de sus buenos hábitos. Entonces, seguiré trabajando para seguir mejorando como jugador, como persona, y que los compañeros puedan confiar en uno.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you now. Thanks, Alex.
Cool. He's kind of just bouncing off the idea that all of his work this season wouldn't have been possible without his teammates, and that he loves showing up to work, he loves the squad, and that he shows up to work, ready to work, to be the best player he can be, and to ultimately give the coaching staff what they're looking for.
Gracias, Chicho. Felicidades.
Gracias.
Go ahead, Carson.
Hello, Chicho. You're one of the most informed strikers in the MLS right now. Copa America is just around the corner. Have you had any contact with the Colombian Federation at all about representing them for the Copa America?
Eres uno de los delanteros que eres en la forma más buena en todo MLS. ¿Has tenido contacto con el equipo colombiano como ya viene Copa América este verano?
Bueno, no he tenido contacto tan cercano, pero sigo trabajando para mi equipo, para que mi equipo le vaya bien. Obviamente uno siempre anhela estar en la selección, aún no he tenido contacto, pero sigo enfocado en lo que es Real Salt Lake, en lo que necesita el equipo ahorita que seguir creciendo.
He has not had any close contact from the Colombian Federation, but you know, it's everyone's dream to play for their national team, but he's just going to keep his head down, keep working, and focus on what Real Salt Lake needs right now, and hopefully a call-up will come.
Anything else for Chicho?
I have one more.
Yeah, go ahead, Sydney.
Chicho, una más pregunta. So your relationship with Pablo, how has Pablo challenged you this season to, you know, become a better player, become a better teammate and even raise your level of play even higher than it is now?
Es como tu primera temporada entera con Pablo como entrenador. Como, ¿qué hace él para pucharte para ser un mejor jugador y mejor persona y mejor compañero?
Bueno, Pablo es un gran docente. Es un gran profesor que quiere lo mejor de cada uno de nosotros. Por ende, siempre me ha brindado esa confianza de desempeñarme dentro del terreno de juego con libertad. Agradezco eso. Siempre intenta darme esa confianza que necesito para antes de un partido. Entonces, lo que yo más quiero es contribuirle con mis acciones dentro del campo de juego, poder entregarme, poder dar lo mejor por el equipo y yo creo que por ende me ha gustado mucho la forma en que ha dirigido.
He says Pablo is a great coach and that he's loved the way that Pablo has coached him. That he always has given him trust in the field and giving him freedom in the field to do what he needs to do, and that Chicho works hard every game to kind of repay that trust to Pablo and to kind of make it pay off for him.
Chicho, gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you, Chicho.
Gracias. Thank you.
There you go. Chicho Arango addressing the media after his brace tonight, leading Major League Soccer with 8 goals on the season. He is bona fide MVP, if not the front runner right now for. And it's really cool to think about, Lauren, that he's right there and he's going to. The attention's only going to heighten for him, it feels like, moving forward here.
Yeah, if he can stay in form and stay healthy, it could be a very exciting season for him.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we've seen his talents and what he was able to do at LAFC.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like the sky's the limit for him at this point this season. Just as I said earlier, he's grown a lot wearing that captain's armband. It was given to him for a reason. And I think we're seeing that a little bit as the season continues on, 9 games in. Really, really fun. 12 contributions.
Yeah.
8 goals.
He's doing
his
thing.
In his 9. Yeah. That's incredible.
What a pickup he's been for Real Salt Lake. There's no doubt about that. All right. We will come back on the other side, get into some more reaction from this RSL beating Chicago Fire FC 4-0. I want to remind you guys the Utah Royals are back at America First Field on April 27th when they host the Houston Dash. For more information and tickets, visit utahroyals.com. More in a moment. This is the RSL Postmatch Show right here on the RSL Radio Network.
Oviedo will take it. It's a left-footed inswinger. Arcel with 4 guys huddled around the penalty spot. 4 defenders with him. A lot of traffic there. Who will zig? Who will zag? Who goes near post? Who goes far post? Crooks, Chicho, Gomez, Hidalgo. Far post, Chicho, header, goal, 3-0 RSL.
There you go. That was the capper on the first half as RSL went up 3-0. And all those goals came in pretty quick succession in that first half there, Lauren. I'm Jay Catch, Lauren Beck. To break things down, RSL winning 4-0 as the final in Chicago at Soldier Field. So a solid win for Real Salt Lake. And Lauren, I just real quick, I need to slot this in. I had this pulled up and I clicked out of it. Run around, Jays, the Real Salt Lake single game tickets are now on sale. Secure your tickets for when Sporting Kansas City comes to town on May 4th. It's Star Wars Day. It's presented by England Logistics. Visit RSL.com now for tickets and more information. But all things considered, a solid win, a nice road result once again for Real Salt Lake. I am fully expecting Matt Doyle to invoke X-Dog based on the comments from Gavin Beavers at some point in his post-week. Where are we? Is this match day 10, I guess, technically? Or are we match day 11? Regardless.
Yeah, this is 10.
Okay, match day 10. He'll do his recap on MLSsoccer.com, and I am fully expecting X-Dog to make its return to his writing.
I guess it depends on how they're counting, because Miami's played 10 because they haven't had their bye yet.
Sure.
And they played RSL earlier than everyone else that first weekend.
Does that count as
so it's a bonus game?
Okay.
And RSL has had their bye week, so they're at 9. So I don't ever really know how MajorLeagueSoccer.com, MajorLeagueSoccer.com is counting things.
Should we get to some post game reaction from the social media real quick?
Sure.
All right. So a couple of them here. Matthew Daniels, which by the way, he has a great Twitter handle here. El Gringo Loco 3. Come on, that is an incredible Twitter handle.
It says,
are Emeka, Nelly, and Brian Ojeda the most underrated MLS midfield pairing?
Yes.
And I would say you're absolutely right. And Pablo addressed it last week in his post-match comments. They're on the same page, and they operate so well together, which has actually been an incredible find considering they lost Pablo Ruiz for the season.
Yes. Yeah. And last season, when they lost Pablo last time, mm-hmm. It was a struggle for those two to kind of find their spots, but they figured it out. This season, they're looking really good. It's a pairing I really like. I think we all felt for Nelson there for a minute mm-hmm. when he stopped getting into that starting 11 because of it, but it's worked so well. It's really not a knock on Nelson and what he's doing. It's just that those two have been so good together. By the way, I did go to majorleaguesoccer.com/news, and it's match day 10.
Match day 10, okay.
Officially.
All right, so there you go.
Checked it out.
Yeah, so that obviously, we did have, I think this is a Chicago fan responding to this. Chicago sucks like the Sox, Bulls, and Hawks. That comes from Beto Delgado, and somebody actually responded to him and said, well, forget about the Bears in that conversation. So,
I think that'd be fair to forget the Bears, even if you're from Chicago. It's not been
the Bears.
It's not been good from the Bears for a while.
Yeah, they.
Sorry, Dad.
But he loves the Bears. Well, here's the thing, though. The Chicago's got a very, very proud sporting city.
Yeah.
None of their teams are very good there right now.
You know, they. Look, I know we're from Salt Lake and people give us crap for that, but at some point the TV broadcast said that Chicago was one of the greatest cities in the world, and I had to chuckle. I said, famous does not equal great. That's all I'm going to leave that at. I'm sure there are people who believe that.
Yeah.
But everything I've heard about Chicago is like there's some cool spots, but also that it's like really, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. our good friend Brock's Kit Closet said this. Royals lose by 4, RSL wins by 4. It's a neutral goal difference for Real Salt Lake and the Utah Royals today. 5-1 final for Utah Royals on the road. And by the way, like, was it Christian Kramer? Was it 4 of the goals came after the 80th minute for against? So
that sounds about right because I was...
It's pretty crazy.
I was driving in and my phone was blowing up with those alerts. Let me, I will look very quickly.
It was at least three. You're right. Christian was in my ear saying that at least three.
68, 78, 87, 90th plus one.
Okay, so there you go. So yeah. neutral goal difference, I guess, for the two Salt Lake clubs. And so yeah, it's one of those things you look at and you say, you know what? Well done to Real Salt Lake. A couple of scores of note from around the league. Eric mentioned this earlier on, but you had a 3-3 draw between St. Louis and Kansas City. You've got Colorado. They are in 90+2. Colorado up 2-1 on Dallas. We have been watching New York and LAFC. That one's 1-0 at halftime. Still 0-0 between Seattle and Vancouver as well in terms of the current matches ongoing.
That's good for RSL.
Yeah, it is good for RSL because, as you mentioned, right now, based on if results hold, RSL will be number one in the West, right?
Yes, and the only team, if results hold, the only team that would surpass them with a win would be LA tomorrow.
Okay.
So Vancouver could, if they do end up beating Seattle tonight, they would be on 16 points, but and LA with a win tomorrow would be on 18. So two things to keep an eye on.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we will come back on the other side. We'll get some more post-match reaction. We'll also take a quick look ahead. Big, big road match for ourselves. Their second straight one on the road. They head to Philadelphia, the Sons of Ben, as they call themselves, a supporter group out there in Chester, Pennsylvania. We'll talk about that next as the RSL post-match show rolls on right here on the RSL Radio Network.
Chicho. Centrally for Diego Luna. Luna brings it down, top of the 18. Shoots, scores! Diego Luna has his first goal of the year. He opens his account. Third minute of stoppage time. It's 4-0 RSL.
And that's how it would finish, 4-0 for Real Salt Lake as they run roughshod over the Chicago Fire. Welcome back to the RSL post-match show. Lauren Beck, Jake Hatch breaking things down. And you're right, it was the first goal for Diego Luna. It felt like he had scored earlier on the season, Lauren, but he had not. He had not tallied on the season, so it's good to see him get off the schneid here and get his first goal of the season.
Yeah, the way that he's been contributing with assists, it felt like he had been much more involved.
Correct.
But, 5 assists. Now the one goal in 8 appearances for Real Salt Lake. So really nice for him as well. Him and Chicho both up there in assists and goals across the league. So it's really good to see.
Some reaction here from Gunnar Ross. I asked a tweet I sent out on social media. By the way, you can give us feedback anytime you want. Jacob C. Hatch, Lars underscore MM, or at KSL Sports Zone. Let us know what you make. But Gunnar said this: Chicho is man of the match. Awesome pass to Katronis with the first goal, and then two for him. Gomez looked good on the finish. Tree was beat too much, he said, in terms of some criticism there. Quentin already yelling at the team to stay focused on the clean sheet with no practice yet, and I love it. Luna hugging Pablo is my favorite moment, and then he's not even done yet. Also, I forgot Chicho's assist on Luna's goal in the clean sheet for Beavers, who had that great save on Kuypers. So, yeah, I think a pretty good summation there from Gunnar as he breaks things down there.
Yes, thank you for the mini thoughts in one tweet.
Did I miss the Luna hugging Pablo thing? I must have missed that.
It was just right after his goal.
Oh, it was right after. Okay, right there. So he ran over. And, okay. I was like, it's one part I don't remember from that, but it's always good to see guys when they score, obviously. And when you've been, you mentioned, it's been a really good season for Luna. You said contributing to goals, but to get your first one where you actually get on the score sheet, that's obviously a big moment every season.
Yeah, and hopefully that opens the floodgates for him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his a few moments, not too many really good looks, but he's had opportunity and hasn't been able to bury him. So hopefully that'll give him a little bit of a confidence boost, and he can grab a few more, especially coming into a couple of tough opponents in the next couple matches.
No doubt. All right, so up next, RSL heads to Philadelphia. They're headed to Chester to take on the Philadelphia Union. You pointed this out earlier on, I believe, on air, Lauren, but they are the last unbeaten team in Major League Soccer currently.
3-0-4. They have more ties than wins. They are sitting in sixth place. So it's not like a great unbeaten, but sure, it is an unbeaten. So as I said, 3-0-4 through seven matches. Seven sounds low. It is low. They had that game against Seattle that has been postponed for weather.
Right. Yeah.
And then they had a bye this week. So no Philadelphia Union scouting this weekend that we can do. They are 1-0-1 at home this season. 14 goals for, 9 against. So 14 through 7 games, pretty decent. And yeah, when you look at their last few matches as well, and that pretty much tracks at 2-1 win against Nashville, 2-0 win against Minnesota, 3-1 win against Portland, 2-2 against Austin in their last four matches. I missed the Atlanta Philadelphia 2-2 draw as well. So they are scoring goals.
Yeah.
And obviously conceding some as well. This is going to be a tough, tough game for Real Salt Lake defensively, because this is a Philadelphia team that for the last few seasons has been very fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be fresh, as we said, coming off of a bye week and at home. So this will be a real test for Real Salt Lake. And I think that's why tonight was so important, especially with the injuries that Real Salt Lake has, to get a result, get that confidence up going into a tough road opponent in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Colorado just went final, a 2-1 winner, so they are tied on 15 points atop the Western Conference with Real Salt Lake and the LA Galaxy. You mentioned Vancouver with a chance. If they win tonight, they can move atop the conference. But you're right, Philadelphia is a team that comes at you in waves, and that's just their whole style. And you mentioned the travel, two straight road matches. The second road match traditionally is much tougher than the first, and you're right, it was very important to get the result tonight. And also, you can take some confidence knowing that, hey, we went and just scored 4 goals on the road. We coming off of a performance at home against Columbus, another Eastern Conference team where we probably should have won.
Yep.
So this is an RSL team that's riding pretty high right now, and that should give them some confidence as they head out on probably, I want to say, at least the toughest road trip I would say of the season to date.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They've not played consecutive road matches to my memory.
I don't think they have either.
No, they have not. It's been back and forth. Miami and St. Louis to start the season, excuse us. That was
okay.
The first two matches.
Okay, there you go.
And, you know, a loss and a draw on those first two. But this is tougher, I think. Miami's a tough game, but it's the first game of the season. You know, there's a lot of expectations, but there's also a lot of unknowns. St. Louis is not the St. Louis that we have come to know.
Correct. Yeah.
This back-to-back East Coast teams, obviously Chicago not as good as we, as good of an opponent, but Philadelphia, that's a lot of travel, and it's a tougher opponent, I think, than Real Salt Lake has seen on the road so far. I mean, you look at Miami and the results they got and where they sit on the Eastern Conference, and you can make an argument there, but I think that you don't want to put too much weight on that game because it was the first of the season.
Arsenal had chances in that one too. Yes. That's the thing about it.
Could have easily grabbed at least a goal, if not a couple in that one. And mistakes for Real Salt Lake led to those goals for Miami as well. I'm curious, I think we usually get the kind of a vague travel itinerary for Real Salt Lake. Curious if they're going to Philadelphia or returning to Salt Lake.
I've not seen anything yet. Yeah. I would assume if they do come back to Salt Lake, they'll travel Thursday to go out.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So interesting dynamic at play there. All right. Any final thoughts from you, Lauren, as we wrap it up here?
No, just a solid performance. RSL handled that pressure in the second half from Chicago really well. Again, all things considered from Real Salt Lake, it's not just a good 3 points on the road. It's a great 3 points on the road because of the team that had to go out, especially defensively, the trials this team is going through right now. My hat's off to that whole back line, the whole match, because they really stuck to their guns, played well together, and obviously had some scary moments. But everyone, Gavin included, did really well there tonight. And I think that just shows Pablo talks about mentality a lot. You see, you saw that tonight. And I'm proud of that back four for stepping up when the team needed them to.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. That will do it. So for Lauren, I'm Jake. A big thank you to Christian for all his great job behind the glass producing for us tonight. We will be back next week, 4:30 pre-match show, 5:30 kickoff, because the RS will be out on the East Coast, and obviously we'll have plenty of coverage in the lead up to that here on the KSL Sports on our parent station as well. So until then, have a great rest of your night. RSL winners 4-0 over the Chicago Fire FC at Soldier Field tonight. Thank you for tuning in. This has been your RSL post-match show. Oh, so I do need to remind you guys, on the way out the door, because you have to make sure the sponsors are taken care of, tonight's post-game reaction was presented by America First, the official credit union of Real Salt Lake, the only place you can get this team's exclusive Visa credit and debit cards. Whether you need low rate loans, better ways to manage your money, or tools to grow your business, America First all-star roster of products and services can help you reach your financial goals faster. Become a member today at AmericaFirst.com. All right, that'll do it for us. Have a great night. This has been the RSL Postmatch Show right here on the RSL Radio Network.